Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is disputing a report by the state auditor that concluded the State Department of Children and Families failed to report crimes against children to police. Baker, a Republican, said the report is irresponsible and relied on old data. The auditor, Democrat Suzanne Bump, says the governor is in denial. WAMC spoke with State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier, a Pittsfield Democrat, who says it's time for Baker to step up.
The auditor does regular reports on every department. It's important for all of us to take a look at those reports and use them as tools as we look to make government in Massachusetts more effective. And that is no more important than in the Department of Children and Families. This is a really complex organization doing really important and complex work. She found indications that the department is not being transparent as far as reporting incidents of critical abuse and injury.
There was over 200.
Which is remarkable that there's that many. She used a tool where she compared data from MassHealth and compared it with data within the department. And that is a tool that's available to the department to be able to check on, to make sure that these incidences are being reported.
In your position as a member of the Joint Committee on Children, Families, and Persons with Disabilities, what should Governor Baker do with this information?
I don't think there's any reason for the governor to be defensive about this. I think he should take this report and use it as a means to improve communication within the department and external to the department. For example, communicating with district attorney, communicating with collaterals, making sure that these instances are reported well so that we can take good care of our children. And not worry about, did this happen under his watch or somebody else's watch? He likes to point the finger is that all the bad things that have happened under somebody else's watch. It's now time for the governor to say this is his Department of Children and Families and to make the improvements necessary. One of the ways that that needs to happen is that we really need to take a look at the Office of the Child Advocate and ensure that that is truly an independent office. That's why it was created, is to be an independent oversight of the Department of Children and Families. And I question whether that office is truly independent.
Now, after this report, DCF did not dispute the auditor's statements. In fact, it, agreed and was looking forward to future reform. It's been going under reform for quite some time now. What's next for DCF? What do you think should happen?
Well, the legislature is going to be having some oversight hearings specifically in response to this report and to further gather information about the department and how the department can be more transparent and a better partner with the legislature. The legislature has really stepped up over the last few years to invest in the department, to get the department the tools that it needs to serve children and families better. And the department needs to then respond with being a better partner with the legislature and being transparent with its reports, with working with the legislature, who really are very close to their communities. The House of Representatives in particular are very close to their communities. We hear all the time about what's going on with foster families, with the decisions that the department is making, and the department just, is always closing ranks, never wants to be transparent with the legislature, and that needs to stop.
State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier, a member of the Joint Committee on Children, Families, and Persons with Disabilities, the Democrat filed legislation last week that would mandate the state to search for every permanent family arrangement for children in hopes of keeping them out of the foster care system.